Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is wrong with men?
I'm not even going to begin to talk about that. What is the issue?
Some weirdo has literally just sent me a penis picture.
What?
Through no provocation of my own at all.
Well, I find that hurts to believe. Oh my god. That is bad. It's so thin as well.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we aren't invited to the royal wedding. Lucy and I are chatting all about Harry and Meghan's upcoming nuptials. We're talking with somebody in the studio who's actually been invited to the royal wedding, telling us what it's going to work and what we're all going to do.
It's going to be a riot.
That was good. I didn't crash the ending
you
of that.
You did crash it.
Did I?
Always crashes it. I'm like literally pointing at you to stop and you just carry on.
That's me all over though, Lucy. Going that extra mile.
Just carrying on.
Just carrying on. Even when you're supposed to stop. Not remotely true that though, actually. Usually I stop when I'm supposed to carry on.
Usually you quit
Yes, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never heard us before, it's usually not that much filth at the beginning. We don't really know what's happened. This is episode 74, but if you want to check out all our previous episodes, there's 73 other golden nuggets to choose from. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Audio Boom.
There's nothing we're not on.
Nothing we're not on. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. Or the new thing is, maybe you should just tell Alexa to search Luke on Spotify.
I feel like you should tell Alexa.
Right, should we do a test now, Lucy? So you just say, Alexa, play Luke and Lucy FM. Go on, ready?
Alexa, play Luke and Lucy FM.
And in theory, we should hear Alexa going, playing Luke and Lucy FM.
Yep. Yes. So that's what you should do right now.
If you're doing that, just tell us that happened. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We're very grateful. In fact, send us a video of that. How amazing would that be?
That would be awesome.
Yeah? It's like when Siri, you hear Siri say something back, you think, oh my God, Siri said it.
I never use Siri.
No. I don't actually have deactivated. Drains your battery.
Siri's your only friend.
Siri's my only... Well, Siri's... She... Oh, is it is a she? I think she's gender fluid, Siri, now. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I'm not too sure. Hello, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you just joined us before, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is I went to Milan last month for the first time.
Oh, exciting.
Yes? Very, you know, the Italians are doing it right. And I can tell you what they're doing right.
I do want to go to Milan.
Drinking Prosecco correctly. They're pouring it in a wine glass, not one of these stupid flutes you can buy from IKEA for £2. They're pouring it in a wine glass. And the Prosecco is see-through. It's not this urine colour you can get in Lidl for £3.
Really?
Yeah, any other supermarket, of course, available.
Maybe I need to go to Milan to
honestly,
try it.
I can't drink Prosecco now unless it's crystal clear.
Oh, if it's not in a wine glass.
Yes, exactly. If it's not in a wine glass. I haven't actually got
any
wine glasses.
Something more exciting than Milan.
What's the true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I tried banoffee pie for the first time this week.
You've never had banoffee pie?
Never.
Really?
It was delicious.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I feel like it's changed my entire being.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, did you have this banoffee pie?
I went to an event and they had little banoffee pies.
And you just loved it?
It was delicious.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Well, let's find out what our guest in the studio has done as a true fact about himself, because I imagine there's quite a lot.
Just look at fear on his face then.
If you could see his face, you would be very impressed right now. In the studio with us is Saeed Acha. Saeed, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. The reason why I've got you in the studio is because you have been invited to the royal wedding.
And we are super jealous.
So, Saeed, how would you sum yourself up in a nutshell?
Oh, gosh, I can't. That's too hard to do.
If people Google you, first of all, he's verified on Twitter, at Saeed Acha, so that's a good start.
You can Google him.
Google him, and loads of things come up about you, Saeed.
He's the future Prime Minister of this country.
Yes.
Oh, no, politics is a bit too dull, I think.
It's too dull for you, Saeed.
It's too dull for me.
How are you summing yourself up? An inspiration to youths?
I would sum myself up as a bit of a change maker and a disruptor.
Nice.
But in the most positive way, of course.
Not kind of like an attack sort of way.
No. Well, I used to label myself as a youth activist, and people thought that was throwing paint on shop fronts and things like that.
Yeah. And hooligan. It could also,
doing graffiti.
So, yes. Go on, explain to us.
No, before we do that, Lucy, we need a true fact about yourself.
Do you even know a true fact about yourself?
Do you know? Probably not.
We don't want any bully, Asaid. You need to tell us the truth.
A true fact about... I was absolutely crapping myself from a goat in India 2 months ago.
I think we'll leave that, though.
I think goats are quite cute.
I think I want like a goat to come anywhere near me, to be honest. They're getting quite vicious goats, aren't they?
Well, you start... I sort of got a bit of a pace going to try and move away from it, and I think it recognised that as, oh, I want to play with him.
You know what? It's not great. Goat's milk. I don't like that either. Oh, very sour.
Goat's
very
cheese,
sour.
On the other hand. Nope, still delicious. Very sour. Right, can we stop talking about goats now?
Saeed, we've invited you onto this episode of Luke and Lucy FM, the one where we aren't invited to the royal wedding, purely because actually you were invited to the royal wedding.
Please explain to us, what exactly have you done to earn this invite?
How does this happen?
Why is Harry invited you, Saeed?
How does a lad from Bolton go from this to know Westminster Abbey?
Chilling with Meghan Markle.
Yes, well, I set up an organisation when I was in year 11. So when I was 15 in high school.
Quite a few years ago now.
Not that long. 21 now.
6 years. Lucy, it's quite years ago for Lucy. It's half her life ago.
Excuse me.
Liz?
It's not.
And I was annoyed with the negative press coverage towards young people.
Understandable.
So I wanted to do something about it. But the weird thing was, I was part of this stereotype that I was annoyed about. So I'd gone into the shop before school to buy all the junk food that I usually did. My 35p energy drink, 3 of them I used to have, I think, before 9 o'clock.
Buy them anymore.
Okay.
No, a bit of a
night. You was a bit buzzing before school.
Off your face before maths.
And I saw all these newspaper headlines.
It's like the school kids equivalent of cocaine. Something, isn't it?
and the headlines were, some of them were like yobs and scum, evil, threatening hoodies and that kind of thing. It was when the country erupted, the
riots.
Which
is like a minority of young people, really, isn't it?
Well, you're wearing a tracksuit in the studio right now, Lucy. I'm feeling a bit victimised.
Excuse
I'm feeling
me.
Like you could attack me at any moment.
I have been up since 5 a.m. If I want to wear a tracksuit, I can wear a tracksuit.
Yes. So you were concerned, Saeed, over the image that young people had.
Yes, and I wanted to do something about it. And I thought, well, actually, why don't we just be part of the press? And I thought by setting up a magazine that showcases all the positive things that young people are doing, hopefully we can make a start on that.
Yeah, so if you don't like the narrative, you've changed your own narrative.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And this magazine, since launching a few years ago, 6 years ago, has done quite well, would you say?
I would say so, because it's more about the skills and the way that the young people involved in it are developing than the actual end product.
So tell
if that
us,
makes sense.
What is it called?
It's called Explode, and it goes out to all the schools in Bolton and Bury, all the high schools and the colleges, youth centres, coffee shops, wherever we can get it, it's in there. Asda stores, it's in all of them.
Oh, wow. Any other supermarkets?
No.
Okay.
If you're Asda, Tesco,
if you're listening and you're Tesco's marketing director, you need to get in touch with Saeed.
But you have actually been recognised for your work on this magazine, haven't you, by the government?
Have you got an MBE or something, Saeed? What
have
you got?
An OBE or a knighthood.
Yeah, are you Sir
Saeed?
Sir Saeed? No, that would be nice.
Not yet. Oh, yeah. The petition starts right here.
No, I got an award from the Prime Minister I don't know when that was. I can't remember when
a few
it was.
Years ago
it was
now.
David Cameron when he was Prime Minister. And that same year, Explode got...
It exploded.
Yes. And it got an MBE.
So
the organisation got
that
the Queen's
insane,
Award for Voluntary
it?
Service.
So how does that work? Who gets to keep the MBE?
Well, there's
is it you
this
as the
big
founder?
Sort of thing, this award in the office, a big crystal thing that's got the crown in the middle. And it says the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, which is the equivalent of an MBE, but for a group rather than an individual, because it's never about me. It's always about a team effort.
I'd be really annoyed, Sandy. I think it would be about me if I'd set this up. That's what I'd see. I want Lucy and I, this is the closest Lucy and I are ever going to get to an MBE, is sitting near you, Sayid.
Sayid, however, is invited to the royal wedding because he isn't as selfish as you, though.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, Sayid, tell us. So, jump forward, we're now 2018.
Yes.
And you're carrying on with the youth work and Explode, which, by the way, you've got a podcast. Do I quickly pull that?
Yes, yeah, it's called When X Doesn't Mark the Spot, because it's not always about it going the right way. So, When X just doesn't quite mark the spot. There's lessons in leadership there.
Nice, nice. And you can get it on iTunes. And whilst you're on there, download all past episodes of Luke and Lucy FM.
Absolutely.
So, Sayid, tell us, 2018, lad from Bolton. You still can't. You live in Bolton. You're still in Bolton. Yeah. You've got your MBE. Explode magazine's going really well. Then you receive a letter?
Well, I had a conversation with the Queen's Lord Lieutenant.
As you do.
And he is he is essentially the... He probably won't like me saying this. I was going to say he's essentially the Queen of Greater Manchester.
Oh, well,
the King of Greater Manchester,
there's worse
maybe.
Titles to have, in my opinion.
He's Her Majesty's personal representative, so he's there to uphold dignity within the Crown in this region.
In North
Wales. Good job he's not in this room, Lucy. Dignity, you're dropping it straight for you, the roof.
Excuse me.
And Harry and Meghan asked all the Lord Lieutenants in the country to identify people that are doing great things in the community, showing leadership and serving their communities to attend the wedding, because they didn't want just a, you know,
all the
Beckhams,
all the
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Exactly, yes. So all the celebs. George Clooney's not going, is he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Actually,
he might be.
He could be.
Yeah. He might be. Yeah. Might be Meghan's birthday.
Could be. All the mates from Suits will be going, the cast of Suits.
Hey, Ed Sheeran's singing it as well, isn't he?
Is he?
So take us through...
Do you know, if there's any hotties, you can slide my number in when
Sayid is not sliding anything near you, Lucy. Sayid, so tell us then, you got... So he recommended... Did he tell you, I'm going to recommend you?
No, he didn't. He said, I've got to recommend... Do you know, is there anybody you know? And I thought,
oh,
can't
so he was asking you if there was anyone you know.
Yeah.
So you were just like, yes, me.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
You rattled off some names.
And then he said, all right, great, thanks. And what about you? Were you free on the 19th? I mean, Windsor is a pain to get to.
That's
what he said. I've never been to Windsor.
And I thought you'd met the Queen, have you not?
Yes, but at the palace.
At Buckingham Palace. Yeah. Okay, darling.
That's a different podcast, the one where we didn't meet the Queen, coming soon to Luke and Lucy FM.
And he said, well, you know, nothing's confirmed, you know, only if you want to go, because I know, you know, parking will be a nightmare. And
yes, that's the biggest issue.
I thought, well, okay, well, I'll start walking now then.
Can you not just get the train to Euston and then there's loads of tubes?
Oh, I can't travel on the train if I'm invited.
Are you joking? Oh, he's invited to the royal wedding. He's not getting a Virgin Pendelino, you know, and standard class down to London.
I'm practically an A-lister now.
and then, you know, I thought nothing of it. And then it was quite funny, actually. I was in the office and I got a phone call from reception downstairs and said, hi, Sayid, it's Kensington Palace on the phone. Shall I patch them through?
You went, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I thought it was a joke. I said, well, can you
I'm
do
just on Lou.
I said, can you do anything to identify it's them?
Oh, you thought you'd been pranked.
Yeah, so he said, I've Googled the number, it does say Buckingham Palace switchboard.
No, seriously.
Yeah, so he put them through and they said, you know, you've been invited. And I thought, oh gosh. Wow, that's quite... it was shock.
So who did you speak to on the phone? Just somebody from...
I think a principal press person.
Yeah. And they went, congratulations, Mr. Archer.
Yes. Hopefully you should know by now, Mr. Archer, that you've been invited.
And had no idea.
I said, not yet, no.
Jeez. Sayid, what was your instant thought at that point?
At that point, I thought, you are joking. That's
well,
what
would,
I thought. It was
you?
Shot.
Like, you'd think someone was playing a prank.
I mean, if I was going to wind Lucy up, I wouldn't be phoning up saying you've been invited to the royal wedding. I can't imagine. I think it would be a case of, oh,
I
Lucy.
I got a prank the other... It was a couple of weeks ago now, actually. I got a prank phone call of someone saying apparently I'd cheated on the boyfriend or something like that.
And the
that's
tables
probably
have
all true.
I honestly, like, I was so scared thinking that this girl was going to come and beat me up.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of prank you think you get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Sayid's Kensington
been pranked.
Palace.
Oh, you're going to the royal wedding. Oh, ha-ha. So Sayid, once it's sunk in, then what, you phone your mum?
Well, the shock very quickly, I think, turned into honour.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
So I, well, I could, I didn't have time to ring my mum. I didn't have time to ring that anybody.
Babs would be the first person.
You know why?
Ring.
Lucy's mum.
It's because they, Kensington Palace then said, we've got a photographer on his way from London. We need some pictures.
What? God, you'd not even wash your hair?
Well, this is it. No, well, so what I had to do, and I've not told this story,
actually. You had to
go
home and wash your hair?
I had to get in the car. I drove straight home, got a suit, took it to my auntie and said, please, can you iron this? Iron my shirt whilst I run to the barber's.
Personal ironing service at your beck and call.
She had no idea why. So I went to the barber's.
Got your hair cut.
There was three or four people in front of me and I thought, oh, God, this would be the perfect opportunity. Do you know what? I've got a photographer coming from London. Any chance I could just skip the queue, please? You know,
please
really
tell me you did that.
It.
I'd do that.
It's for Prince Harry.
I couldn't do it. I had to sit. I was waiting.
I bet you were sweating.
Yeah.
All the while, phone call after phone call from every media organisation in the world.
So who had announced it at this point?
Kensington Palace had announced it, yeah. So the Palace had announced it and issued my number.
Are they going to even do the GDPR and all that nonsense?
Well, we're before the deadline,
yeah,
aren't we?
That's so true, yeah.
And the first call was the BBC, then it was ITV. And then all the international media started.
And then it was just non-stop. 3 weeks later, we then called Luke and Lucy FM.
But I've not had to travel really anywhere.
Yeah. No. And obviously
we were on the top of your list.
Yeah,
of course.
Just weeks later and no travel expenses. So you sat in this Berbers. Then what? You get your haircut.
Get my haircut.
Make small talk.
Make small talk. Do you know what? Barbers must know all the secrets from everybody.
I literally tell my hairdresser everything.
Yeah? Well, I said to myself, I've got a photographer coming up from London. Because we've got a bit of a long-running joke, because he says to me, you should get your hair cut every 3 weeks, and I probably leave it about every 8 weeks.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, and... Oh, thanks. and this had actually been 3 weeks, and he said, is everything all right? What's going on here?
Are you ill?
Yeah. Are you here?
And I told him, all right, fine, okay, that makes sense. So you're going to be on the telly tonight, then? What? What do you mean? So, well, you know how these people work. You will be on the telly tonight. Lo and behold, as soon as I leave, I get a phone call to say, do you want to come on Northwest tonight?
Oh, wow. I think he's psychic.
If people want to see these clips, say, they can go on your Twitter page. Right?
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Not just a barber.
No,
so,
he's not.
Psychic as well.
You leave the barbers. Yeah. You go for this photo. You pick up your suit from your auntie. You go for the photo shoots.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it all whirlwinds. You on Canadian television?
Yes, on Canadian television. That was fun. I was on a Canadian breakfast show just after I'd done the BBC Asian network.
This is crazy. I'm so sorry to be lying. So, Stephen Crumley, our very good radio friend, has just been making stupid faces behind the door. I'm so sorry, Saeed. This is...
Lisa. Saeed is telling
really
us
not
how he is an inspiration to young people going to a royal wedding, and you're more concerned about the faces our radio colleague is making through the glass at you. Can you show Saeed some respect,
so sorry,
Lucy? He's a former dame of the royal realm, or whatever they call it.
Dame. Right here. Respect.
So Saeed, you get the Canadian. What do the Canadians think? Because they love anything with a royal wedding, don't they?
It was amazing. I mean, that was my favourite interview.
Really? Wow.
With the Canadians?
With the Canadians. They're just so full of energy.
Yeah. It's all that coffee. It's great coffee as well in Canada.
And they have better weather than us, don't they?
No, well, they have worse.
No, it was worse.
Minus 40 in winter, Lucy.
Oh, really?
Which Canada
wow.
have you been to?
I've not been to any.
Canada Drive, the closest Lucy's got.
I always went to Canada, but I forgot my passport, so I had to stay in New York.
Slight stumbling block. So, Saeed.
I saw it, though, from across Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
What are they asking you? It's the sort of questions we're going to ask you. What have you been asked much since this came out?
Why you? Donald Trump's not been invited. Theresa May has not been invited. No other world leader's going to be there.
Theresa May not been invited.
No.
Why you? And that's sort of been the main...
Why are you so special?
Folk, I'm just amazing, that's why.
Yeah, exactly, very modest. So, Si, do you not think, and I think this, it is a little weird. So Harry and Meghan have never met you.
Here we go.
Okay. So tell
us. Can you invite us next time, please?
Yeah. So what happened, Saeed?
At the christening or the baby shower.
You went to the christening?
No.
There is no baby.
Oh, when we're invited. Get it.
No, I... I met Megan in 2014.
I met Megan.
So before they were dating.
As if the Bezzies.
What?
Yes, before
How
they were even
meet?
Dating.
Megan Markle.
I was at a conference called One Young World, where I'm an ambassador, and we were there. It was talking about how we, you know, young people can change the world, that kind of thing.
One side at a time.
Yes. And it you know, it was an amazing, very inspirational 3 days in Dublin. And Megan was there. She was part of a panel, did a speech and a Q&A on female empowerment and racial inequality. And I thought, oh, actually, she sounds like she knows what she's on about.
Yeah.
I'd not watched Suits. I had no idea who she was.
Wow.
You didn't have Netflix at this point.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
And then years later.
You know, I met Harry the same year, actually, at another conference called We Day in London.
Just as you do.
Yeah, and you know, I, when he came up, I thought, oh, gosh, that shirt doesn't look ironed.
the first thought you have when you meet the prince.
No, it was, because I thought usually they're all so prim and
yes,
proper.
Yeah,
and I thought, I quite like that.
He's
there's
down
something.
To earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when the news came out, I thought, my God, this is a perfect couple. I would much rather him be with Meghan than, I don't know, say
Chris Enderbones.
Yeah, than Lucy Hilton, for example.
Would be a good match.
I don't think so.
When I've got my makeup on.
So, Saeed, so that's not today. So, Saeed, you are going to a couple's wedding,
yeah.
Very famous couple, and you've not actually met them as a couple.
No.
Yes. So, who else is expected to be there then?
Are you excited to meet them as a couple?
Have you got a plus one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, who's your plus one, me?
So, well, my... I've got to... No, I'm keeping it a secret.
Right.
I'm surprising
Ooh.
Them because the official invitations haven't dropped yet. So
Definitely
I,
me,
until
isn't
they,
it?
They get it, I can't. I'm
but
not
you have someone
anything,
in mind?
Yes, they've already been...
Is it your girlfriend?
I don't have one.
He soon will after this
one.
Podcast.
I know, yeah.
Every girl will be crumbling.
Do you know what?
Soon will once he gets his selfie with Prince Harry and Meghan.
It's quite funny because all the family were being like dead friendly with me when... I mean, they found out from Northwest Tonight.
Classy.
Yeah. And, you know, all my friends, they're all brilliant. They all just understood that it probably wasn't going to be any of them.
Yeah.
But that was because I did start dropping it into conversations because I want to take someone who wants to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you excited for the royal wedding in a few months? Oh, no, I don't like the royals. You know, if there was that kind
That'd
of response,
be a bit awkward
I
for
thought,
you. Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. You're not...
Anti-royals, get rid of them, scratch them off the list. That'd be a bit hashtag awkward when you're taking them to the royal wedding. They don't believe in the monarchy. Will there be a photo opportunity, do you think, for you and the happy couple?
I don't know. We're not sure on the exact detail yet.
What have you been told?
Do you know what to expect at all? Or?
Right. This is more of a dilemma than what I'm going to wear, right?
Well, obviously. What are you going to wear, by the way?
We're going to have to park that for a minute. We've got to bring our own food for a picnic.
Really?
You are joking.
They're having a royal wedding.
Yes.
One of the richest families in the
world,
in
the history.
Probably.
Sorry, Saeed, what do you mean you have
to
bring
your
own sandwiches?
Food?
Yeah.
Who's going to make them? Your mum? Pack lunch, take it down on the Virgin
Jam
train?
Butties.
This is ridiculous. Why aren't you being fed? Why are you being pushed?
I don't know. I mean, I've been to a garden party where there's been many more guests and there's been tea, cakes, sandwiches, you know, there's been all
bring
sorts
your own
of
food.
That.
You're bring literally food. Part of the royal family now.
I think I'd actually potentially
Saeed.
Turn this invite down, to be honest. I mean,
did you not even get invited to, like, the meal afterwards and everything?
No,
you
I'm, to the I evening won't be, do?
No.
No, the evening do, just the actual ceremony.
Yes,
the live globally televised ceremony.
Yeah.
Well, I know which one I'd rather go to. So, Saeed, the next question has to be, what on earth are you going to wear? Who are you going to wear?
I've been running around the Trafford Centre.
Oh, brilliant. Giant plug for the Trafford Centre, a shopping complex near Manchester.
But also every shopping centre. Wherever I've been in the country over the past 2 weeks, I've just been finding the nearest shopping centre.
And what are you finding in terms of suits?
You're going to wear a suit?
Yes. It's going to be a suit. I've got it.
You've got it? You've bought the suit?
I've got it.
You need to splash it. Do they give you, like, expenses for...
Oh, no, nothing.
Because surely
like that.
If you're going on TV, you need to look hot.
Well, this is it.
Are they paying for a thing, Saeed?
No.
What's a thing?
Anything. Are they paying for anything?
Anything. Oh,
no.
Get it.
Well,
not even your expenses to get down there?
No.
It's an honour, though, Lucy.
It's an honour.
It's an honour.
I don't know if there's going to... You know, when's the next royal wedding going to be?
Exactly.
Well, Princess... baby, what's his face? Louis's just been born, hasn't
he? Yeah.
He'll be next in line now.
Isn't your dog called Louis?
Yeah, he is. They named the new royal baby after my dog. so, do you know anything about royal weddings? Do you have a clue what you're walking into, Sayid?
Probably not.
No. I suppose it's going to be a bit like, you know, who's going to help Harry with his best man speech?
Ooh.
William.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's Harry doesn't have to do the best man speech. It's William.
It'd be written for him.
Well, do you think so, yeah.
Oh, God, that's so rubbish, isn't it? What about all the, like, jokes about Harry's ex-girlfriends that time he was naked in, was it America or something like that?
I don't think that'd be covered.
Surely they need, like, a slideshow.
I think, yeah, they're not going to show he's that outfitted all that time, are they? I've got some true facts about royal weddings for you, Saeed, that I think you might like them.
Get you up to scratch before the big day.
Yeah, you need to. The Duchess of Cambridge booked an ice cream van and burger stalls at Buckingham Palace for evening wedding reception.
Evening, see, that's the key bit. I wouldn't mind an ice cream van or a burger van.
Is that Kate? Yeah,
that's Kate.
Yeah. Oh, she's a good in Kate.
Kate did her own makeup on her own wedding day.
Did she?
Do you think that's remarkable?
I think Meghan does her own hair at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, because she's got... I quite like it, actually.
It's like smashual, isn't it? It's like very... casual.
Smashual.
That needs to get in the dictionary. I think you should all start
because
using
like,
it. Hashtag smashual.
She wears it in a bun, but it's not like...
It's like a
prim
messy
and proper,
bum, isn't it? Yeah. No, she's very cool. Yeah.
So, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip received 2,500 wedding presents and 10,000 congratulatory telegrams back in the day.
Wow.
So here's my question, Saeed.
How many tweets?
What are you gonna take as a gift? A Boots gift card or something?
Well, another thing that Meghan and Harry have said is they do not want gifts. They would much rather you donate to charity. But seeing as I gave 6 years of my life to one, I think I've done that.
You've done your job
there. I think you probably don't need to donate on top of a donation of your life, Saeed, yes. Also, I suppose, what would you buy the royal couple that have literally everything? You're not going to go and take down a cucumber slicer for them, are they? I think they don't slice their own cucumbers.
They'll be moving into somewhere new, though, won't they, after the royal wedding? So maybe get them a toaster or something like that. Surely Harry loves a good piece of toast.
Well, I've just got a new egg poacher at home, so
there you go.
Yeah, could get them one of those.
Yeah, see.
Globally, Charles and Diana's wedding was viewed by 750 million people.
Wow.
So, Saeed, I think you
is
could get your
like
face out
there. Is
that
the biggest of any royal wedding?
I think. Well, up to that point, probably. I think so. And Saeed, have you kind of thought about the fact that if you can have your Twitter handle kind of like stitched onto the side of your suit, so you can get a plug on a giant one?
Is Charles Camilla married now?
They are married.
Are they married?
Yeah. Yes.
No one watched that one, did they?
I don't think it was televised. I think it was just a quick shotgun wedding. I'm not sure. when do you go down? When is the official date?
The official wedding date is May the 19th, but I'm there on the 17th.
Oh, right. Why? Making the most of it.
Yeah, well, my wish. Lots of media interviews. So I've got CNN and Fox News and NBC's Today Show.
They've
all
reached out?
Yeah. So I've booked them all in. Sky News and...
Wow.
Who else?
You'll be. Or are you taking somebody social to cover your social media voice?
Sure,
if you need any media training, like, we're happy to come down.
Yeah, no, seriously, there we are. The royal weddings aren't cheap. Princess William to Kate Middleton reportedly cost £32 million.
No, it didn't. Not as bad as I thought it would be. I think that's a lie.
£32 million going for security.
Surely not.
Yeah, so 30
well,
of the 32
fair,
million went to security.
There's probably a lot of hitmen out there, though.
And apparently Kate's dress cost £500,000.
That is insane.
The cake cost 80 grand.
I bet you, though. What? I bet you it's valued at that. But I bet the people that made it for free for them.
Apparently, though.
I bet they didn't pay for it.
No.
It was Alexander Wang, wasn't it, Kate's dress?
Yeah, £500,000. Maybe they just did a donation to charity.
Yeah, I think they donated to charity.
For the thing.
Maybe they were the gifts.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe. Saeed, have you got any more thoughts on the royal wedding?
Oh, what do you think Meghan's dress will be like?
Yeah, that's all anybody's talking about. Because don't forget, Pippa Middleton was the talk of Kate's wedding.
Yes.
And that excellent backside, excellent dress that she had.
It's like, Meghan even got any bridesmaids? We don't even know yet, do we?
The details are still... There's not a lot out there.
Yeah. What do you think she'll wear then?
I haven't got a clue.
Because she's quite sexy, isn't she? But she can't be sexy for a royal wedding.
I think she draws a lot of inspiration from Princess Diana.
Yeah, very true.
So I think it might be something along that kind of...
Diana's was very an 80s style dress, though.
Well, you never know, though.
I mean, we saw it with Kate this week when she came out of the hospital with the baby.
Princess Louis.
Looking gorgeous.
Yes, but her dress was very much mirrored on when Princess Diana came out with,
very true.
With Prince William.
Quick labour, stood back in heels and saying the national press of the baby. Remarkable, that woman.
Everyone
remarkable.
Just loves Diana.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saeed, we are done with this episode, and I just want to say we cannot thank you enough. And maybe, Saeed, we could leave you with a final thought. Anybody who's listening to this and they're just not inspired and they want to go to the next royal wedding in years to come, then what advice have you got anybody who really is making it a life goal to go to a next royal ceremony?
Marry into the royal family.
Brilliant.
It could be your wedding.
You know what?
You never know.
On that note, that is it. Saeed Achia, thank you so much for joining us on Luke and Lucy FM.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has. What a wonderful insight. Please do check out all previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM. Just search us on Google and you'll see where we're at. iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it. We are done. We're back with another episode very soon. And Saeed Achia, I suppose the last thing left for you to do is just give us a bit of a royal wave. Yeah. He's waving, obviously.
He's waving.
Thank you. Thank you, Sir Saeed.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.